This is Connecticut Public Radio News. I'm Diane Orson. 6 months after Hurricane Maria, recovery efforts in Puerto Rico are progressing. Still, the island faces many critical long-term challenges. I spoke recently with NPR reporter Adrian Florido, who's based in San Juan and reporting on the island's recovery from the storm. I asked him, now months later, as our attentions have begun to wander, what should we know about Puerto Rico today?
Well, I mean, I think it's really important to understand that the situation is far from resolved and that Puerto Rico's recovery is still well underway. We're hearing about how power has been, you know, restored to most of the island now, but there are still so many long-term issues that the island faces, among them housing and how to rebuild and repair the many thousands of homes that were damaged by the hurricane.
Well, let's talk for a second about housing. Tell us a little bit more about that situation.
We're hearing about a lot of families who are being denied repair grants from the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA. And one of the reasons for that is that so much of the housing in Puerto Rico is informal. People don't have title necessarily because they may have built the homes on property that belongs to their parents, or in many cases may live in what some people call squatter communities. Other people call them, you know, like communities of rescued lands. And you can't get a FEMA grant unless you can prove that you own your property. And so by some estimates, more than half of the housing in Puerto Rico is informal. And so how, if you can't get a grant, can you repair your home? And this is sort of an unresolved question at this point, and it's going to be a huge issue.
Do you know about how many homes or businesses remain without access to electricity?
So the government says that it is now working on the last 7% of the island's customers that are still without power. So that represents about 100,000 customers. And if we know that sort of on average a household here has maybe three people, that could be, you know, as many as 300 to 350,000 people who still have no power 6 months after the storm, especially in the mountains, high up in the mountains. And some of those people could still be waiting a couple of months, if not more, for their power because they live in really challenging terrain that's going to take a long time to get to.
And what can you tell us about tourism and your sort of sense about how ready the island is for tourism to return?
Well, I can tell you, I mean, you know, we're in spring break season right now, and I am currently living in Old San Juan, which is one of the most touristy areas, and the streets have been flooded with tourists last week and this week. So the government is being very deliberate about sending the message that, you know, in their words, Puerto Rico is open for business and for tourism, and they're inviting people to come back. But there are still issues. I mean, hotel rates are still pretty expensive, in part because a lot of the rooms are still taken up by recovery workers.
I wonder if you could give us a general sense of the mood and the spirit on the island right now, or does that really vary according to where people live and very different realities that they're living?
Yeah, it really does vary. You know, like I said, in a lot of the urban areas, I mean, like, for example, here in San Juan, for the most part, the feeling is that things are getting back to normal somewhat and that people are starting to look forward to resuming life as they lived it before the storm. But then you go out into some of these, again, rural communities in the mountains, and actually a sort of deep sense of desperation is setting in because they're still waiting for power and for electricity, and they are still living in conditions that were very similar to the ones they were living in just days after the storm, having to buy ice every day and having very unreliable water service. And it's almost gotten worse because they've waited so long that they feel like things are never going to improve for them. And the island's government says, we will get there. We'll get there eventually. But when it's been 6 months, it's sort of a hard thing to accept until those improvements actually arrive. It's sort of like, I'll believe it when I see it.
Well, we'll keep listening to your reports. Thank you for speaking to us this morning.
Thanks for having me, Diane.
Adrian Florido is an NPR reporter in Puerto Rico, bringing us stories of the island's recovery after Hurricane Maria. For more stories and video from the island next door, visit WNPR.org. Diane Orson, Connecticut Public Radio News.